farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, high praises for Irish potato farmers as imports fall by 75% in the last 5 years. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Prince Moore. Good morning.
The Caribbean Association of Housing Finance, CASHFI, in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Inter-American Development Bank, under the patronage of the President of the International Union of Housing Finance Institutions, presents the Regional Housing Conference 2014, Transforming Communities Through Housing and Economic Development, Monday, October 6 and Tuesday, October 7 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Register at www.cashfi.com or 754-5264 or 997-5282. Sponsored by JNBS, NHT and VMBS.
Imports of Irish potatoes have fallen from 9.3 million kilograms in 2008 to 2.2 million kilograms in 2013. This is the result of a successful strategy by the government to boost local production.
The ministry embarked on a deliberate strategy to ramp up the production of Irish potato in order to save the foreign exchange, increase our self-sufficiency, and also to ensure income for our farmers.
Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. He says national self-sufficiency moved from 32% in 2008 to nearly 90% in 2013.
This success has been impressive and was secured through the cooperation of key stakeholders, the farmers, input suppliers, financiers, and the traders.
The strategy to increase local production of Irish potato also involved a multi-million dollar investment to boost storage capacity.
Another critical success factor has been the ministry's investment of over $15 million of additional storage capacity in Christiana to allow for storage of the crop when it comes in bulk and gradual release to the market thereafter.
For the 2014-2015 crop year, Minister Keller says the aim is to produce enough Irish potato to meet the needs of Jamaicans.
It is our intention to plant 1,200 hectares of Irish potato as we aim to meet the full 100% supply for the 15 million kgs, that is the annual national demand for table Irish potatoes.
Additionally, the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will facilitate continuous training for 1,500 Irish potato farmers and seek to increase public-private sector NGO partnership. The ministry will also place more emphasis on planting varieties of Irish potato suitable for making French fries.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
The proverb for this morning is, the higher the monkey climb, the more him expose. Translation, the higher a monkey climbs, the more he exposes himself. This means it is not wise to be a show-off, because everyone has a skeleton in the closet. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us via our website at jis.gov.jm or visiting our page on Facebook. With studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Liana Schaefer, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.